Let's put it to one of their young prime movers who's part of...
Who wouldn't remember Larry Holmes.
Well, I don't think he would anyway. His name's Mitch Duncan, and he's a fine, fine player, and he's part of this Geelong side that just refuses to go away. G'day, Mitch. Well played yesterday.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
They were tough. Before we get on to the broader stuff about Geelong, just specifically about that game yesterday, they looked... The day on television looked fine. It was sunny and looked lovely, but clearly those conditions were more difficult than... people sitting back at home watching on TV would have given it credit for.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been a great spectacle, that's for sure. There was a pretty strong cross breeze, which affected both sides. And, yeah, skills weren't great, and it was pretty hard to kick goals, actually.
I can back you up on that, Mitch. It was probably the second worst game I've seen this year behind the Melbourne-Brisbane game.
So congratulations. So yeah, well done for being a part of it.
Nice to have you on the show, Mitch. Thanks for giving up your time for coming along.
Sorry, I'm a bit cranky today, so I apologise for that.
But, I can imagine it wasn't great.
No, it wasn't great. Now, obviously the conditions were difficult, but we've been talking a lot today about mindset and coaches and players needing, I guess, to take the game on more. Do you guys feel as a team like you still have the same sort of mindset in what you're trying to do out on the ground now as, say, even 2 years ago? Or do you think, are you tailoring a more sort of cautious defensive style because the side, you know, has its share of younger players now and isn't sort of as, steadfast as it might have been a couple of years ago?
Well, I guess the best sides are probably based around defence, but I still like to think that we attack pretty excitingly, for the viewers and for the game. Like we try and use the corridor as much as possible to break open the other team's defence. So I still think we're a pretty exciting team to watch when we're up and going. But other teams are getting so well coached about defence that it probably is harder to attack more fluently. Mm. But we definitely try and take the game on at all time and keep speed on the game. So I think our game style is suited to the fans.
Just further to that comment, where does Hawthorn stand in this? I mean, I know their defence is very good, but I think we all look at Hawthorn and say that the thing that most sets them apart from everyone else is their capacity to attack.
Yeah, well, they have all different types of attack. You know, they sometimes they're really slow with their ball, but they just keep hitting up a target and getting the ball moving, which is going to shift the defence. But then they've got some of the quick guys on the outside, like Smith and Hill, that break the lines, that can really penetrate the defence and get it deep inside forward 50. So, obviously they're probably the best attacking side.
Mitch, you lost to North Melbourne, and I was one that thought, gee, that might be tough for the remainder of the year for your team. But your response to beat two teams going about it and competing for the eight has been outstanding in the Bulldogs and the Giants. How did you approach the week post that game? Your coach seems pretty balanced. Did he shy away from that, or was it business as usual for you as a group?
It was probably business as usual, but we did focus on more simple kind of things that we need to achieve when we play for us to win. There's been a lot of talk about contested footy and your ground balls. So if you get your hands on the ball first, you're obviously going to have first use of the footy, which then you can tire out the opposition by having the ball in your hands and making them defend longer. Little things like that, just having that ruthless edge to compete for four quarters and make it really hard for the opposition.
And Josh Caddy, he was a player that I think a month ago there was talk of, if Geelong is to maintain that position or continue to fight for a spot in the eight, the Caddy's a player that needs to step up. His last fortnight, Mitch, has been outstanding.
Yeah, I think his his last month or two have been quite good. He's been quite consistent, especially since I've been out of the side. I thought he was one that really put his hand up and took control in the middle to help guys out like Joel Selwood and the likes of him. So yeah, I think he's taking his game to the next level just for that consistent side of things. I still think he's got a lot of learning and can improve a lot more as well. And that goes to everyone across our list, from the youngest player to the oldest player. I think everyone still needs to improve for us to get back up to the top of the ladder.
Mitch, your footy career moves pretty quickly. You're a young gun in a great side, and now you're probably considered one of the leaders in the midfield group. And you were coming off sort of best and fairest type form before you got hurt. Do you see yourself as a leader and one of the key midfielders now?
Yeah, I do a little bit. I am still quite young, but then, as you said, I've been in the club for 6 years now, so I classify myself as, you know, a regular player that's probably older than most of the guys at the footy club coming through. So, I do think myself as a leader and want to lead this team in the right direction.
You, I think most people would agree you're in career best form at the moment you got injured, and confidence breeds confidence. What did the length of the layoff do to that? When you came back last week, did it feel like it was sort of back to square one, or were you able to sort of pick up where you left off in terms of, you know, sort of being confident to do your job out there?
I'm always very confident in my ability, and the work that I put in through the week allows me to feel like that game day. But during my stint in rehab, I was watching training and thought, gee, am I ever going to move the same that I did before, just from having a broken foot. So it did play on my mind a little bit. But once I had two strong weeks of full training, and after that I felt really confident in my body that I was back to. I knew I could do what I was doing before the incident happened. On the weekend, I felt a little bit fatigued just from the first week and the hype. Obviously, people call it the second game blues after an injury, and I felt like I did have that a little bit, and which was disappointing because I really wanted to stamp my authority again on the game. But it's really good to get a win, two in a row, and continue to mount our form to the end of the year.
I'm tipping the other bloke who came back into the side yesterday is probably just about the most pleased at the club to see you back, the skipper, because the load was sort of starting to tell on him, I think, before that little holiday.
Yeah, mate, possibly. I guess it's hard because people judge Joel so harshly because he's such a good player and he's been such a good player for a long time. Everyone looks at his stats and he might only have 20 touches, where they're used to seeing him have 30, but he was still doing all the team things that we wanted from him. He was creating two-on-ones so people like Caddy and Guthrie could get off the chain. So he's still very respected among the football community, especially internally at the Geelong Footy Club.
How much work, Mitch, does the rest of the group do to try and, you know, free him up as much as you possibly can? You want your prime midfielder to be sort of getting the ball in as dangerous territory as often as you possibly can. Is that a focus amongst the rest of you to really work hard to get him into a bit of space from time to time?
Yeah, definitely. He's always the one getting tagged. So, we just want him to focus on footy and not focus on his opposition as much. So, yeah, so it is up to the other players in the side to create some space for Joel and keep him focused on the job rather than on the opposition player.
And it's self-evident when you watch a game like yesterday, you know, how important, obviously, Tom Hawkins is and any player like that to any particular team. But when he is in that sort of imposing form like he was yesterday, from a midfielder's perspective, how much more confidence do you have just to get the ball into him as quickly and as often as possible?
Yeah, we probably don't do it as much as we should, to be honest. He's a powerhouse forward, and especially he had a pretty juicy matchup on the weekend. I think the Giants are a little bit depleted down back, and young Aiden Corr was playing on him, and there was a massive size difference. So we thought that was a juicy matchup for us, and we just had to get the ball in there to Hawks' advantage. And we probably can do that most weeks because he towers over most people, and he's an unbelievable player when he's up and going.
Without delving into too much of where he's at sort of from a private, personal perspective, he's obviously had to carry a very, very significant personal load through 2015. Do you get the feeling that he's starting to, get through that now and he's starting to feel a bit more, the old Tom?
Yeah, it's hard to tell because I couldn't imagine what he went through. It's really sad, and we still get around him a fair bit, and he's a very important member of our footy club. And I think the way we play through the midfield and the way we attack sometimes doesn't help Tom, but when we attack well like we did on the weekend and there's a bit of space there for him, he loves that, and we just got to utilise that a little bit more, I think.
How's Stephen Motlop going, Mitch? He just doesn't...
Well, yesterday.
Yeah, I'm pleased for him, but he's sort of...
It's been indifferent.
Ground, yeah, I'm pleased for that. But the form leading in, I suppose he kicked three the week before. But he doesn't seem to have been playing with the same verve and zest up until last week.
So he kicked three last week and he's best on ground this week, but he's not playing with the same. Get into him, Mitch. What a stupid question.
You're just trying to square up.
Yeah, I think he's...
You're coming from a long way back, right? Sorry, Mitch.
His form of play has been unbelievable, and it comes back down to his defensive efforts. And last week he had 11 tackles, which is incredible for any player. So I think his attack will come from his defensive work, and which is he's focused on throughout the year. And some games you can't be the best player every game, and some weeks other players will pop up and have a lot of possessions. But if he continually comes back to his defensive mindset, then I think he's going to be very valuable, as he has been for the last 3 or 4 years.
It was a stupid question, wasn't it?
Hey, what do players do? What do teammates do when players in a teammates in a situation like Stephen is, and he's yet to sign and out of contract, and the media's circling and hovering about where his future lies, and there could be a move on to other clubs. How do you sort of deal with that as a teammate? Do you talk to him about it, or do you leave them alone, or?
Yeah, well, contracts aren't really discussed between players. We just leave that up to list management, and we hope that Stephen stays, but I generally have no idea, and I'll just leave that up to list management and Stephen, his management. I'm sure he's going to make a decision soon, and we just have to leave it at that. We can't really say too much.
And just finishing off with you where we started, I would imagine it's in your heart of hearts that you're a part of a finals team, a team that's going to play finals footy again. There'd be no lessening of expectations internally at Geelong, despite what people externally might think about where you sit?
Yeah, absolutely. But I suppose that old cliche, we can't really think about that at the moment.
We just think
about next week and then the week after that. Look, we just got to keep winning. And if we keep winning, then the finals will take care of itself, I'd say.
Mate, good luck next week. Brisbane down there on the home dung heap. That should be one that you can take control of. Good luck for the rest of the year. Good to see you back playing footy, mate, and all the very best for the remainder of the season. Thanks for joining us.